The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja. Be assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, our technician. This morning, we are dealing with the topic called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. You can just say finished work of Christ. That's all. Everybody knows where the finished work of Christ took place, on the cross and at Calvary. So our team again called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Called to manifest the finished work of Christ. The finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. In Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, Paul said, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, the greatest weapon that the devil is using in the end time is the weapon of rash, and it is affecting almost everybody. The devil is rushing because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 that he knows his time is short. He knows that his time is short. He does not know when Jesus will appear. In fact, he doesn't know when his judgment will finally come. So he is rushing and rushing people. He has created a rushing system, all the systems that are operating. And these systems are anti-Christ. They are all anti-hot Christ. So that you don't have time to read even the Bible well. We are reading the Bible in a rush. We are not giving careful attention to the words. I am telling you. Look, when you take time to read word for word and meditate on every word and ask, what does this mean? What does this mean? Before you realize, the whole kingdom is inside you. Before you realize, you begin to feel that you are God. I mean, you begin to feel power. Because the word of God is the breath of God. I know some of you are baffled before listening, because yes, you need to go to work. Some of you are driving. Yes, some of you are already on your desk working whilst you are listening. Yes, that is good. That is very good. We need to do everything. The Bible said that we should go through everything to do what? To serve God. Yes. We must go through everything. That is what it means. And then we need to have time to meditate on the word. That's the time that we don't have. That is a rush. So you see, look at this scripture again in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul was saying, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I have been crucified with Christ. You know, Jesus on the cross was you and I. He took our weaknesses. He took our failures. He took our defeat. He took our sins. He took our curses and nailed it to the cross. So Jesus on the cross was not Jesus. Oh, you were the one on the cross. He took our place and nailed it to the cross to give us his nature. This was the revelation that Paul was given. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Yes, Paul was saying that I no longer live as an old Paul. I am living a new Paul, a new Paul. I am living as a product of what? The finished work of Christ on the cross. I am living as a product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. That's what it means. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I will just read this today. Beloved, as the product or evidence, result, heir or offspring of the finished work of Christ, you and I, number one, you and I, we are called to showcase the life of Christ lived among men. You and I, we are called to showcase the life that Christ lived among men. Why on earth? You and I, we are called to continue. Number two, we are called to continue the life of Christ here on earth as a finished product, as the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross, as an evidence, as a result, as a heir, as an offspring. You can use any of them, but many are the product. The product is okay. As the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross, number one, you and I are called to showcase the life that Christ lived here among men. We are to showcase, we are to manifest it. The understanding number two is that we are to continue to live the life of Christ here on earth. You and I, we are to continue to live the life of Christ here on earth. Number three, you and I are called to live the heavenly life, the eternal life here on earth among men. You and I, we are called to live the heavenly life, the eternal life here on earth among men. And number four, you and I, we are called to exercise the authority that Christ exercised. You and I are called to exercise what? The authority that Christ exercised. The authority is exercised over principalities. The authority is exercised over powers. The authority is exercised over Satan and his kingdom. The authority is exercised over nature. Remember, he walked on the sea. Walking on the sea simply means walking over situations. Not that you go to the sea and then jump and say, I am, Jesus walked on the sea, so let me also walk on the sea. That is not it. Walking on the sea simply means having situations under your feet. And you know, we showcase, manifesting simply means showcase it. We showcase all these things through words. Through what? Words. Through thinking. through actions. There are three ways that we showcase this: through words, through thinking, through action, through your lifestyle. That's how we showcase. We speak, we think it, and then we speak it, and we live it. We live it. So you see, we are to exercise the authority that Jesus exercised whilst he was here on earth, over principalities, over powers, over Satan and his kingdom, over nature. Yes, he walked on the sea and he commanded the storms. It means that we should walk over situations and then we should command situations. That is what it means. Now, as product of the, as the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross, you and I are called to live the life Christ lived on earth among men. I've just said it. Now, the other side is that how he related to the Father whilst on earth, we are also to relate to him like that. How Jesus related to the Father whilst he was here on earth, you and I are also to relate to Jesus like that. Number two, how he related to humans, humankind, human beings. How he related to mankind here on earth, we are also to relate to mankind like that. And number three, the authority and power he demonstrated, the authority and power he demonstrated against Satan and his kingdom, against nature, you and I are also to demonstrate that authority and power. Let's get this, the third point, I. So the first point, I or A, is as a product of Christ, 1, 2, 3, 4. You are called to showcase, continue, so. That, so that is A or I. A or I. I am teaching you homiletics. A or I. Now, Roman numeral I or B. Called to live the life Christ lived on earth among men. On earth among men. So, I or B. How he related to the Father, why on earth? How he related to the to humans, the authority and power he demonstrated. So. Now, I or C. As the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross, you carry a supernatural DNA. You carry a supernatural heart DNA. You carry a supernatural DNA. Hey. What does that mean? You are supernatural. You are what? Supernatural. You are supernatural. You see, before I mention the point, you don't know how Satan and his agents fear you. Look, some of the attacks, we have shared this. How does Satan manifest his fear? By attacking you, hating you unnecessarily, fabricating falsehood against you, gossiping about you. I am telling you, look, the things God has taught me from last year till now about people, how he has shown me people's heart. Lord, I thank you. I owe you an offering. Hey. Some people just go to church with their bodies. I am telling you, we are all a work in progress. But some people, our work, hey, kama yabaya. What it is taking God, only God can do it. Look, only my brother, my sister, if you have a husband or wife or a friend, or you are a pastor, you have a member who is manifesting a certain kind of character, habit, please stop crying. Stop worrying, oh. Commit the person into the hands of God. Commit that aspect of the person into God's hand. If you have a child who is just ungodly, a child who something has taken over, oh my God, I received a call last week about a great man of God in this nation. And I'm surprised that this man of God called, he said, look, he's a man of God. I follow you. I follow you secretly. I follow you secretly. And he's a man of God. I have a child. And that child has become something. Man of God, help me. Meanwhile, this man of God, his name is all over. His name is all over. All over the world. Say, man of God, please, I think you can help me. Help me. Help me. And when he described the state of the child, my God, after we finished talking, I went to my bedside and knelt there. I said, God, I thank you for the children you have given to me. Oh, I thank you for my children. They are not the best. They are also a work in progress. But at least, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Hey! Child of God, stop worrying about human beings. Please, stop worrying about human beings. Just pray for them. And commit them into the hands of God. You can't change man. You can never change man. Only God can change. Only God can convict. Only God can convert. Only God can transform. And all you need is what? Prayer. Prayer. That's all. You know, like I've said, as a product of the covenant, as a product of the finished work of Christ, you carry a supernatural DNA. Look, the devil fears you. And two ways that the devil manifests his fear against us. Number one, violence. I've shared this before. Violence. And under violence, he manifests hatred, intense hatred. Look, he hates you. And he does this through his children and agents. He does this through anyone who has opened up to him. He hates you. He envies you. They fabricate falsehood against you. They gossip about you at your workplace, in your office, in the church, in your neighborhood, among your friends. That is how the devil operates. And you know, why does he use people to do all this? He's afraid of you. Finish. So he's doing all this to provoke you to anger so that you lose God. Look, it is in anger that we lose God. If you have somebody who cannot control your anger, you are finished. You are forever finished here on earth. You will live and die and scarcely make it to heaven. But you are, excuse me, like a rag, a rag. I have been a victim of uncontrolled temper. I inherited it from my father. I thought that is me. And what when I got to know what it has done to me, what it has done to me, I am only at the mercy of God. I'm telling you, I am only at the mercy of God. And it is an area I am working at seriously that God help me. And I think that 70% he has really helped me. The 30% that is left, I'm still trusting God. It doesn't mean that you not get angry. No, no, it doesn't mean that you not get angry. Angry is a good thing. Angry simply means that something has gone wrong. So we have natural anger. But the Bible says that don't let your anger, don't let the day end. 1 week you are carrying anger. You have given Satan what? A footstool. Is it Ephesians 2:20? You have given Satan what? A footstool or a foothold. A foothold. A foothold. You have given Satan what? A foothold. A foothold. You see, you rise up to bind the devil. Who are you binding? He is laughing. He's laughing. Things that will provoke you will come. But be smart. Be smart. Be smart and say no. You see, know when to get angry. The devil will use your house help, your maid, your houseboy, your driver, your worker, your husband, your wife, your child, a friend. Hey, be very sensitive. And you know something? The devil does this when Ephesians 4:27. Thank you. Ephesians 4:27. Let me just read it. Ephesians 4:27. And do not give the devil a foothold. Let me read 26. Ephesians 4. It starts from 26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. 27. And do not give the devil a foothold. Do not give the devil what? A foothold. So when your anger travels 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, the devil has got a foothold. So when somebody meets you and tell you that the whole week I've been angry at you, it's not the person speaking. It's the devil speaking through the person. I'm telling you, it's not the person speaking. It's the devil speaking through the person. Get angry. Get angry. But work hard to overcome. And you see, sometimes it is when the devil has sinned that your prayer has been answered. A door is about to open. That is when he does all this. So the devil's manifestation of fear against you is all, number one, violence. And what is the violence? Intense hatred. Intense hatred. Fabrication of falsehood. Gossip. Attacks. Envy. Jealousy. All those things. He uses people. Number two, manifestation of his fear is what? He becomes extremely kind. Extremely calm. That's what God has shown me about people who are around me. Some people around me, they are just extremely calm. But they are highly toxic and pretentious. They just want to please me. They want me to see the outside. But inside them, hey, serpents, scorpions, lions, some of them, not all. But thank God that he's showing me. And he's showing me not to hate them, but to help them. And I've started praying for people. I've started praying for people. Hey! I now understand why Jesus said, the Bible said, Jesus did not give himself to man because he knew what was in man. We still have to make friends, but know the spirit of your friend. Know the spirit. And let us always examine ourselves. Please, the Bible says, examine yourself. I am always examining yourself, myself. I learned that in 1987. When envy and jealousy wanted to kill me, when the other students were receiving Bibles, they were receiving books, me, I wasn't receiving anything. Then I started envying them. When it comes, let it get lost. When, especially when they receive the slip and they are going to the post office for the parcel, then I'll begin to wish them, Let them miss the parcel. Let the parcel never come. Let so and so. Because I wasn't receiving. It got to a point, I started wishing them to die. It got to a point, no, I realized that, I said, no, this spirit, no, I refuse you. No, you cannot use me. 1987, at Fountain Gate Bible College, Mataiko, where Central University College started, at Mataiko, CCK Bass Building, that was Fountain Gate Bible College. One day when I was going to school and walking, I got to the gate. I stood there. I say, I curse this envy. I bind you envy. I am not entering into this compound with this envy. I curse this spirit. I bind this spirit. 1987. I think I've told you this. I've told my wife this. I've said this several times. That was the day I overcame envy. Please, child of God, let us examine ourselves always. People are just going to church with their body, with their flesh, swinging themselves around you. But inside them, they are different. And these are the things that are blocking prayers and blocking our blessings. Know your friends by the Spirit and help them. And sometimes point you to them. Look, I've been pointing things to people. I point it to people, especially people around me. I point it to them. I call them. I say, look, you are unstable. One time you are like this. Another time you are like this. Check it. It's not good for you. So the second way that the enemy manifests his hatred. No, fear. He thought, becoming unnecessarily hot. Pretentious. Becoming unfriendly friend. Now, as the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross, you carry a supernatural DNA. What does that mean? It means that you are unlimited. Number one, you are unlimited. The DNA you carry can never be limited by any power. Say, I am unlimited. Say, I am unlimited. Say, I, Delali Boja, mention your name. I carry the supernatural DNA. I carry the eternal DNA, and so I am unlimited. No power can limit me. No principality can limit me. Nothing here on earth can limit me. So number one, you are unlimited. Number two, you are unstoppable. Say, I am unstoppable. You are just unstoppable. Number three, you are invincible. Invincible. You can never be conquered. You can never be overcome. Look, when you read Exodus chapter 11, verse 11. Exodus 1. Exodus 1, 11 and 12. I want us to pray, oh my goodness. But the way the thing is coming, this teaching is liberating. Oh, I just said, I am liberating them. Keep speaking. I am liberating them. Keep speaking. Let me teach you something. Child of God, please, listen to this. Somebody should record it. Look, every anger of the devil and his agents against you, every envy of the devil against you, every attack, every battle that the devil and his agents manifest against you, do you know what it does to you? Do you know what it does to you? It multiplies you. It increases you. It advertises you. My God, Rakatakaba. Somebody is catching a revelation here. I say, every anger, every attack, every battle, every challenge, anything that the devil manifests against you, the product of the finished work of Christ. Do you know what it's doing to you? It's rather multiplying you. It's rather increasing you. Is rather establishing you. Is rather advertising you. I want to show you. Exodus chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Exodus 1, 11 and 12. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. And they built Python and Ramesses as tall cities for Pharaoh. Verse 12. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites. Are you getting that? The more they were oppressed, the more they did what? The more they multiplied and what? Spread. So the Israelites came to dread. Sorry, the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites. Please, somebody should take this very serious. I'm telling you, look, meditate on these things. Let this thing build you up. Let these things establish you. Look, let this thing deliver you from stress, from worry, from anxiety, from depression. Because Satan is afraid of you because of the DNA you carry. Look, let me tell you, the moment you step in a place, look, he is careful about you. I'm telling you, your presence alone, unfortunately, we don't know. Why he knows, we don't know. Why he's aware, we are not aware. We are living by this world, complaining, crying like the people of the world, which is not. We are the light and the salt. We are the hope of the world. Another thing I want to just share, there is more, but I'll end here today. And then I'll share one more thing and then we pray. When you go to Esther chapter 6, verse 13. Esther 6:13. Where is Esther 6:13 in my Bible? Okay. The way it is written in my NIV, it is not very... And told Zeresh. Okay, let me start from verse 12. Esther 6, from 12 and 13. Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate. But Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief and told Zeresh, his wife, and all the friends, everything that had happened to him. His advisors and his wife Zeresh said to him, "Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin." You see what Haman's wife and advisor, you see what they told him? He says, "Since the person you are fighting is of Jewish origin, today I declare to you, anyone that is fighting you, you are the product of the finished work. And because you are the product of the finished work, you are a trap." I'm saying you are a trap. You will never lose the battle. You are unstoppable. You are invincible. You can never be limited by any power. Look, do you know what the Bible says? You see, that's why the Bible says in Philippians chapter 6, verse 10, that we should be strong in the Lord. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. Be strong. That's why the Bible says that you and I, we should be what? Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong. In the face of every challenge, be strong. Look, sometimes some challenges will come and the flesh, it will pinch the flesh so much. It will pinch the flesh so much that, you may say some things. Quickly come back to yourself and say, "I am the finished work of Christ. I am untouchable. I am unstoppable. I am invincible. I am unlimited. I am this. I am that." Because that is your DNA. You see, that is why, as the product of the finished work, whenever you face an issue, attack, battle, challenge, evil, etc., you are an advanced conqueror. You are an advanced victor. Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors. Yes. Defeat is not in your DNA. Amen. Failure is not in your DNA. Shame is not in your DNA. Setback is not in your DNA. Because you are an advanced conqueror. Because you are the product of the finished work. Look, whatever you go through is temporary. I'm telling you, whatever you go through is temporary. Yes. And it has a glorious end. It has had a glorious end. You know, whatever you go through makes you better. Whatever you go through, it makes you hurt better. I will share the rest on this on Wednesday. But let me conclude as we pray. Beloved, let me share this with you. The reason why we should walk in the Spirit and the reason why we should be sensitive to the Spirit is very important. Please, know when to talk, know when not to talk. Know when to get angry, know when to hold yourself. Now, you should feign defeat to win the final war. Feign defeat to win the final war. When you read Isaiah 53 verse 7, the Bible says that Jesus, like a lamb to the slaughter, he did not say a word. Jesus didn't say what? A word. Isaiah 53 verse number 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Please, sometimes feign defeat to win the war. I like war films. War films and then boxing. These are my best films because of spiritual warfare. I have a small book that is written by a Chinese general 2,000 years now. A very small book. In fact, it is smaller than my palm. About war. How to win war. It has taught me a lot. Sometimes feign defeat to win the war. Those who want to win, they must win at all costs. You will not achieve anything here on earth. You will be a pawn in the hands of the devil. If you make yourself that you must win at all costs, I am talking about among men, not powers. No. Among men, relationship, so and so. You must always win. You become a pawn. And if you know somebody who has that must win always spirit, especially among men, please be careful about the person. Feign defeat. Look, sometimes just say, I am sorry. To win the war, it does not reduce you. That's why I say, I am sorry very, very easily. It's my easiest word because I have read that book. Look, what did the Bible say? The Bible said that if Satan knew that crucifying Jesus would be his end, he wouldn't have done it. If Satan knew that when they were beating Jesus and he was not talking, he was only crying, Ajay, so and so, he was not begging. If Satan knew, he wouldn't have crucified somebody. The media people, they will get me that scripture. Yes. Say, if the people of this age, if they knew their defeat or the glory, there is a way it puts it. They wouldn't have crucified Satan. I'm telling you. They wouldn't have crucified Jesus. The Lord of glory. They would never have crucified him. Look. Pretend. Feign defeat. Make yourself like a fool. Once in a while. Let people ride over you. Salute people. Beg people. Papa Adeboye said something. I'm going to take 15 minutes of your time. After this, today we'll close at 7:15. Papa Adeboye said something. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Praise God. Write it to 1 Corinthians 2:8. Let's look at it. Because God said, I am delivering them. Keep on speaking. I am delivering them. I am delivering them. I kept on hearing. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Where is Corinthians in my Bible? Okay. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Oh, the media have even put it here. Destiny TV. Let me just read. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Please, can we start from 9, from 8, from 7? From 7 to get the import. 1 Corinthians 2:7. 2:7 and 8. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. So, beloved, let's pray. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare today, I am the product of the finished work. I am the product. I, Delaliboja, mention your name. I am the product. I am the product. I am the product. I am the product. I am the evidence. 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 I am the product. I am the evidence.
I am the evidence.
You know, I will tell you Papa Adeboye's story on Wednesday. I will tell you, feign defeat to win the war. But spiritually, be violent spiritually. I look very calm sometimes outside. I look some way, but you don't know what I am in the spirit. You don't know how violent I am in the spirit. Please, don't tell the demons. Let me use the local term. Don't chill demons. Don't chill powers. But when you are dealing with human beings, sometimes feign defeat. Tell your wife, Madam, I am sorry. Sometimes just kneel down. Hey, you don't know what you have done. You see, me man. You see, that is why the battle will not end. Because that is exactly what the devil is using your wife to do. To provoke you. Yes. To anger. That's why he's using your son, your daughter, a friend, your boss, your husband. But let me tell you, sometimes you just bow. But inside you, kamaya takabaya. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I declare that I you mention your name. I
am the finished work.
Of Christ. I am the finished work. I am the product of 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 the finished work
of Christ.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
as the product of the finished work.
As the product of the finished work,
I can never be limited.
I can never be limited.
I can never be stopped.
I can never be stopped.
I can never be conquered.
I can never be.
I can never lose.
I can never lose.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable. I am unstoppable. I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
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 I am unstoppable.
I am
the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I declare that I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
I am unconquerable.
I am unstoppable.
I am unconquerable.
I am invincible.
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 This situation.
This situation
can never conquer me.
Can never conquer me.
This attack.
This battle.
This battle can never conquer me.
Can never conquer me.
Can never defeat me.
Can never defeat me.
Can never defeat me.
Can never defeat me.
I am untouchable. I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
My dream is untouchable.
My destiny is untouchable.
My destiny is untouchable.
My marriage is untouchable.
My husband is untouchable.
My husband is untouchable.
My destiny is untouchable.
My destiny is untouchable.
My wife is untouchable.
My wife is untouchable.
My family is untouchable.
Yes, Lord.
My career is untouchable.
My family is untouchable.
Rakataka bayakataka italabasha.
We are untouchable.
Everyone
online is untouchable. We are children of God. And therefore, we are the finished. The product of the finished work of Christ on the cross.
So we are untouchable.
We are untouchable.
We are untouchable.
Ile papa itale betele bokarabaza.
Stoppable. We are invincible. We are invincible. We are invincible.
Ile papa rakataka italabasha.
In the name of Jesus.
Ile papa rakataka italabasha
katakabaya.
Ile papa rakataka italabasha katakabaya.
Ibele
keteke barakataka italabasha katakabaya.
Our children are untouchable. Yes, Lord, because we are the finished work of Christ. On the cross.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the finished work, as the product.
As the product.
Of the finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
On the cross.
On the cross.
I declare.
I declare.
I carry.
I carry.
An eternal.
An eternal.
And a supernatural.
A supernatural.
DNA.
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 I carry.
I carry.
An eternal.
An eternal.
A supernatural DNA.
Supernatural
DNA.
Supernatural DNA.
Supernatural DNA.
Supernatural DNA.
DNA.
Supernatural 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 DNA.
An eternal DNA.
An eternal DNA.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Is flowing.
Is flowing.
Is flowing.
Is flowing.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Is my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Is my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Is my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Is my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
is my blood.
My blood.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus
is my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus
is my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood of
is
Jesus
my blood.
Is my blood.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus
is my blood.
Is my blood.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the product.
As the
of the finished work of Christ.
Of Christ on the cross.
My battles are not mine.
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 My battles.
My battles are not mine.
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 My challenges are not mine.
My challenges are not mine.
My challenges are not mine.
The challenges in my life.
Yes, Lord.
They are not mine.
Yes, Lord.
The challenges in my life.
Yes, Lord.
They are not mine. The challenges in my life.
They are not mine.
The challenges in my life,
they
are not mine. My current challenges, they are not mine.
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 They are not mine. They are not mine.
They are not mine.
They are not mine.
They are not mine.
They are not mine.
They are not mine.
They are not mine.
They are not mine. Amen.
Declare the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. The mighty name of Jesus.
As the product of the finished work.
As the product of the finished work of Christ.
Of Christ.
Cross, yes, Lord.
On the cross.
On the cross.
No sickness.
No sickness.
Can eat me
can
up.
Can eat me
no
up.
No sickness.
No sickness.
No disease.
No disease.
No sickness. No disease.
No disease.
No sickness.
No sickness.
No disease.
No disease.
No sickness.
No sickness.
No disease.
No disease.
No sickness.
No disease.
No disease. I am never.
Yes, Lord. I am never
a victim.
A victim
of any sickness.
Of any sickness.
Of any disease.
Of any disease.
Of any sickness.
Of any,
of any disease.
Yes, Lord.
I am never a victim.
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 I am never a victim
of any sickness,
of any sickness,
and any disease,
and any disease,
of any sickness,
of any disease,
of any sickness,
yes, Lord,
of any sickness,
of any disease,
of any
disease,
of any disease,
yes, Lord, of any disease, I am never a victim of any sickness.
In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the product of the finished work.
As the product of the finished work.
I declare.
I declare.
My case is different.
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 My case is
my case is different.
My case is
my case is different.
My case is
my case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is
my case is different.
My case is
my case is different.
My case is
different.
My case is
my case is different.
My case is
different.
My case is
different. My case is different.
My case is
different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different.
My case is different. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the project,
as the product
of the finished work,
of the finished work,
it will end me well.
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 I declare.
Yes, I declare.
It is ending well.
It is ending
any
well.
Any situation,
any situation
in which I find myself,
in which I find myself,
is ending well.
It's ending well.
Ending well.
It's ending well.
It's ending well.
It's ending well. Yes, Lord.
It's ending well.
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 It will end.
It will end.
Gloriously.
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 Gloriously. At the end.
At the end.
At the end.
At the end.
The glory of God.
The glory of God.
Will be seen.
Will be seen.
The glory of God.
Glory of God.
Will be seen.
Will be seen.
The glory of God.
Glory of God.
Will be seen.
Will be
seen. The glory of God.
The glory of God.
Will be seen.
Will be seen.
The glory of God. Will be seen.
Will be seen.
The glory of God.
The glory of God.
Will be seen.
Will be seen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the product of the finished work.
As the product of the finished work.
I declare.
I declare.
Whatever I am going through.
Whatever I am going through.
Is unto the glory of God.
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 Is unto the glory of
God.
Is unto the glory of
God.
Is unto the glory of God.
Is unto the glory of God.
Is unto the glory of God.
Is unto the glory of God.
Whatever I go through,
whatever I
is unto the glory of God.
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 Is unto the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
4 minutes more. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the product,
as the product
of the finished work
of the finished work
of Christ,
of Christ
on the cross,
on the cross,
I declare
whatever challenge
that is facing me,
that is facing
whatever
me,
battle,
whatever attack,
whatever my situation is rather multiply
is
me,
rather multiply
is rather multiply me,
rather multiply
and
me,
increasing
and
me,
increasing me,
establishing me,
establishing
advertising me,
advertising
it is
me.
For my good,
it is for,
it
my,
is
good.
For my good,
it is for my good,
yes, Lord. It is for my good,
it is for my
it is for my good.
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 It is for my good. It is for my good.
It is for my good.
Even this delay is for my good. Even singleness is for my good. Barrenness. It's
yes,
for my good.
Lord.
It's for my good.
My good.
This situation
is for my good.
It's 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 for my advantage.
It's for my advantage.
It's for
my advantage.
It's for my advantage.
Let's thank the Lord right now. Let's bless the Lord for the answered prayer.
Thank you, Father in heaven.
Kurabashata kabaya.
We give you glory.
Ile paparakata kabai takabaya.
We give you praise.
Ali paparakata ikabu lekreto kaba.
We give you glory. Ile paparakata kabaya kata.
Ile paparakata kabai takuribasata kaba.
Ali
karabo shiketeke bayata.
Alari atuarata
kushkabara.
Ipepe
eteke baru ataka bayuta. Ile paparakata kabaya kata.
Ali
barato kastiki basukuto kabaya.
We bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The word feign. Feign defeat. Feign means feign. The spelling of feign is F-E-I-G-N. 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 Not F-E-I-N. It's F-E-I-G-N. To feign means to pretend. To pretend. To feign. Feign defeat. To win the final war. Feign defeat. To win the final war. This is what seduces use. It's a powerful weapon of seducers. When you are fighting an enemy, and suddenly the enemy bows, the enemy surrenders. Be careful. Be careful. Be very, very, very careful. It's a strategy. It's a strategy. If you want to win the final war. Beloved, God richly bless you for your time.
Amen.
I declare that live in your thinking, in your words, in your actions as the product of the finished work. Let the systems work for you. Let the systems give way. Let the systems give
Thank
way.
You for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.